Good evening, everybody, and it's great to be here, and thank you, Devorah, for hosting all of us, as always. I have to say, usually it's on Wednesday evening, so I'm not able to come myself because I have a regular shiur, but I thank you for pushing it up one night so that I'll be able to attend and share Divrei Torah with everybody here. So, I know that we're all knee-deep in our Pesach preparation, and part of our Pesach preparation needs to be that we come to spend the time with Devorah and prepare with her for Pesach as well. So I thought instead of the regular thoughts that are shared on Tehillim, let's talk tonight about the Haggadah. Let's just spend a few minutes so that Devorah together with all of us can prepare for the Seder as much as we can. And I just want to share one insight. I can't ignore the fact that we're here together with Devorah, but I also can't ignore the fact that it's Erev Pesach and we have what to talk about on the Haggadah. So we open the Magid. Haggadah Shel Pesach begins with Ha Lachma Anya. And many, many commentaries have wondered why is it that Ha Lachma Anya is the single passage in the Haggadah that is recited in Aramaic. It's not in Hebrew. Everything else that we say is in Hebrew. But for some reason, the first paragraph is stated in Aramaic. It's not clear exactly what the answer is, but one suggestion is as follows. We have a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara tells us we have a concept. As strange as it sounds, the Gemara assumes that Shechina Lemala Merashosav Shel Hachol. When you have a person who is sick, we assume that the Shechina resides and hovers over that person. That's what the Gemara says. It's an amazing concept. And the Gemara says, based on this principle, we assume there's a certain mode of conduct that all of us need to have when visiting somebody who is sick. The Shulchan Aruch goes through a whole bunch of characteristics of how a person should behave when they visit somebody who is not well. The Gemara even says in Maseches Sota Daf Chav Beis that there was a woman, an almana, in the town of a certain community, and the Gemara says that she went way out of her way to go to shul in the shul of Rabbi Yochanan, even though it wasn't near her. She passed many, many shuls along the way, but she went way out of her way to go to the shul of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan told her, you get extra reward because you have what we refer to as Schar Psios. That means the more you invest in getting yourself to shul, the more reward that God will give you for attending that shul. So the Maharal writes that the only time this applies is when it comes to coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't say that every time a person has to perform a mitzvah, you have to go shopping for Shabbos. That's a mitzvah. But we don't say you should go to Gourmet Glad in Lakewood or Gourmet Glad in Brooklyn because you're going to get more schar. No, you should go to the one that's closest to you. You may as well save yourself time. When it comes to going to shul, since that's about developing our relationship with God Himself, it's showing how interested we are in connecting with Him. The more we invest in that opportunity, the more we invest in that engagement, the more schar, the more reward that we will get. So the great Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz Harav, I'm sure many of us in the room knew him, Rabbi Avram Shapiro. His son, Rabbi Yaakov Shapiro, is now the Rosh Yeshiva. So Rabbi Avram Shapiro formerly was the Ashkenazi chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. He was also the Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz Harav. He said the same way that applies when a person goes to shul, so too it applies when someone comes to be mevakar chola. Because if we assume that the Shechina is present in the home of a chola, then we also assume that the more I invest in going out of my way to come and participate in that experience, the more schar I will get as well. And therefore, he says, this is no different than the person who chooses to go to the shul that's farther from their house, than the person who decides they should go out of their way on a busy evening to come and be with somebody who is sick. You should understand that the Shechina is present there. The reason why I mention this is because the Gemara says, based on this understanding that we know that the Shechina is present by the bedside of a chole, the Gemara says we have a concept that you're always supposed to offer a tefillah when somebody is sick. Now, says the Gemara, every tefillah that we offer should be said in Lashon HaKodesh. You're supposed to say it in Hebrew. However, if you're davening b'tzibur, the Gemara says, what if I come to shul, and I'm together with a whole group of others who are davening as well, and I happen not to speak Hebrew, and the Hebrew words don't mean anything to me. So the Gemara says, when you're davening b'tzibur, you're able to daven b'lashon arami. Even in any other language, that would be acceptable. When I'm davening b'yachid, when I daven alone, without a group of people, I have to daven in Lashon HaKodesh proper. I cannot use the vernacular. I cannot use any other language. Why is that? What's the difference when I'm davening together with others, when I'm davening by myself? The Gemara says because when you're davening in the presence of others, when you're with a tzibur, You do not need the assistance of the malachim to carry your prayers. You have the power of the tzibur, is able to carry your prayers up to heaven. When you're davening alone, there's only limited amount of power that you can have. So you need the malachim. And the Gemara assumes the malachim don't understand the vernacular. So therefore, we need to speak in Lashon HaKodesh, that the malachim should be able to assist us in bringing our prayers up to heaven. Therefore, says the Gemara, when you come to the home of a chola, there is no reason to daven in Lashon HaKodesh. You can offer a prayer in the vernacular because you don't need the malachim. God is here. You don't need any intermediaries. You don't need anybody to assist you. God is present, says the Gemara. And therefore, when you come to the bedside of a chola, you have the opportunity to offer a prayer in any language that you choose, because you do not need the assistance of any outside help to bring your prayer straight to God, because God Himself is here. And that's a profound and powerful comment. That's an amazing statement. It means you live with God every day in this house. And it means something very special. And it's a responsibility. It's a responsibility, but also, some suggest maybe that's why we start off the first paragraph of the Haggadah, Ha-Lachma Anya. Why do we say it in Aramaic? So some suggest perhaps the reason why is because the Zohar HaKadosh writes that when it comes to the evening of Leil HaSeder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, God Himself comes to all of our homes, Lishmoa Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim Mipi Banav. God Himself is present in all of our homes on the night of the Seder, if we do it properly, if we understand the opportunity that Leil HaSeder avails us of, God Himself will come and participate in our recitation of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore we start off the first paragraph in Aramaic to show the angels, we don't need your help this evening. God Himself is here. And we can speak in the vernacular, we can speak in Aramaic, which was the vernacular in the days of the Gemara. We don't need to speak in Hebrew. God Himself is here as the centerpiece of our table. And therefore, we need nobody in between. We need nobody in the middle. Let me share one more comment on Halach Ma'anya, and that is, we say Halach Ma'anya, and we hold up the matzah, almost to show that this is to remind us of what was. This is to remind us of the Shibud Mitzrayim. So, some of the Mefarshim point out that it's true. There's a difference between the times of Beis HaMikdash and the times that we live in today. And they give the following parable, the following mashal. They say that there was a rochel hamachazer ba'ayaros, which means you have a peddler who goes from one city to the next. And what is he selling? He's selling pencils and he's selling erasers. You know, sometimes you go to Yerushalayim and you see these peddlers and sunglasses and every tchotchke you can find, they have in their little booth. But then one day he gets a letter in the mail that he wins a lottery. And he's beside himself. He can't believe it. For years and years, he's been peddling around all the communities trying to sell his little goods, making a few pennies every day, and now he's a millionaire. And he's able to live life to the fullest. He comes back into town with a new suit, with new clothing, and they're making a big gathering as he shows up into the town. And he celebrates, and he's so excited. But every year, as he comes to that day, to the anniversary of the day that he won the lottery, he decides, on that day when he became the wealthiest man in the town, he's going to once again put on the old clothing that he used to wear when he was peddling around the town to remind himself of what life used to be like when he was in that circumstance, when he was in that situation, before he came to the way he was today. And every year when it came to that anniversary and he put on those clothing and he walked around the town in those old garb, his children always knew he's in such a good mood, he'll give us whatever we ask for. Because he was so excited about the great fortune he had in his life. And this is the way it went every year. He would buy his children anything they asked for. They wanted a new car, a new house, anything. He would just give them anything. He was so happy. One year, he puts on the clothing again. And his children look out the window and they see, oh, it must be the day of the anniversary. He's wearing those clothing. And they all run out into the streets and the grandchildren are really gathering around. Everybody understood, this is the day to ask Grandpa for anything we want in the world. And today he says to them, you're making a mistake. I used to wear these clothing to highlight the anniversary of the day I got rich. Did all of you forget that I lost all of my money 6 months ago? And now I'm peddling around the town in the good old clothing I used to wear because this is the only way I can support the family. This is not to remind myself of what was. This is the reality of today. So some suggest, at the very beginning of the Seder, we hold up the matzah and we say, Halach Ma'anya. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when we were living a glorious period in Jewish history, it made sense to say, Ha'olach Ma'anya, this is to remind us of those olden days. These are the old clothing we used to wear when we were in Shibud Mitzrayim. This is what we used to eat. It made sense to do that because we don't really understand, if we're living at a glorious period in history, it's hard to envision what it's like living in the Shibud Mitzrayim. We have to have the matzah to remind us. But today, when we live in Golus, and we hold up the matzah, and we have so much suffering in the world, and we have so many challenges, and life is so complicated, we don't need to remind ourselves, Ha'olach Ma'anya, this is the way it was in the days of yore. We understand, and we all understand, and we live it. This is a life of Golus. This is a life where things are less than perfect. This is the way it is, Abiyas HaMashiach. And this is why we daven every day for the coming of Mashiach. Because we look forward to that day when life will once again become the complete and full life that we're all meant to be living and we're all meant to experience. And therefore, this year, when we say Halach Ma'anya, we don't put on an act. We don't pretend as if we're trying to reenact that which was. We need to remind ourselves, even living sometimes in the comfort of our communities here in America, and life overall is pretty good, we need to remind ourselves, no, we are still in Golus. Life is incomplete. Many people need a Yeshua. Many people need our tefillos. Many people need a geula in their own lives. And we as a community need a collective geula for all that we see going on in our community and in the Jewish community as a whole. We need to daven for that. I think the greatest opportunity for us to ask for that geula is when we're all knee-deep in Pesach preparation. And I would imagine it was difficult for many of us to come out this evening. And we ask the Ribono Shel Olam to look down on all of us and just understand. Look what we are willing to do for each other. Look how far Jewish people are willing to go for one another. When there are so many things that we need to be busy with, and there's so much that we could all be doing. But we all take pause and we make time for each other. We make time for those in our community that we know can appreciate our time and can use our time this week and can prepare for Pesach together with us. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the merit of all that we do for each other, in the merit that all that we go out of our way to help each other, He should also, so to speak, go out of His way to bring us our geula, to help all of us individually and collectively. May we daven, may we all pray, as we say in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, V'nochal Sham min hazvachim u'min hapsachim. May we have the opportunity this year to eat from the Karban Pesach. May we have, it's not too late, may we have the opportunity to go to Yerushalayim and to have that experience of the Geula Shlema when the Ribono Shel Olam will once again reveal Himself to all of us and get rid of all of the challenges and all of the suffering. And then when we have that unbelievable Seder in Yerushalayim and we hold up the matzah and we say Halach Ma'anya, we'll only be putting on an act to remind ourselves of what was in those days of the Golus, in those days of the Shibud. But we will be living that glorious lifestyle of what it understood to mean, a geula shlema va'amitis, to have that ultimate redemption that we all daven for, that we all pray for every day. Let us use this as an opportunity to pray together as a community for all that we need, not only individually but collectively, that we should all experience that ultimate geula. I wish all of you a chag kasher v'sameach. And it's great.